Our Father who is in heaven, may your name be sanctified. May you continue establishing your kingship. May your will be accomplished in heaven and in the earth. Give us today that which is necessary to sustain us. Forgive us for our sins, just as we also have forgiven those who have sinned against us. Do not place us in a trial that would be more than we could withstand, but help us to overcome our inclination to evil. Amen.
I ask you to join with me, to remain standing, and join with me in praying for Israel and for our leaders. Heavenly Father, you alone are God. You alone are God. All of us, Father God, have all sinned and fallen away from you. Like your people Israel, we all have walked, all humanity has all walked contrary to your way. Our hearts, our minds, our wills are filled with gods that we have fallen down and worshiped. We have built them by our own hands, and we have followed after them, calling out to them, pleading that they would save us. The things that we make by our very hands, expecting them to help us, to deliver us. Forgive us, Father God. In your word it says, all authority is given to Adonai Yeshua on heaven and in heaven and in earth. So, Father God, we pray for the people of Israel. We pray for their minds to be open, their hearts, Father God, to be open to see you as the only living, true God, to see you alone as God, to see that, as it says in Isaiah 59, which Michael shared with us, that they are searching after a God that cannot save them. They hope for justice, but there is none, for salvation, but it is far from us. For their transgressions are multiplied before God, and their sins testify against them, and our transgressions are with us, and we know our iniquities. Father God, bring them to a point of wanting to come before you. Father God, pour out a spirit of repentance upon your people Israel, those who are your chosen people and also your body of believers in the Messiah. Pour out on us a spirit of repentance, Father God, that we can come and desire you and want only you and cast away all of those gods that we harbor in our hearts, and desire you and you alone. The message today was, throughout the whole message, was about making that choice, deciding that you alone are God, or to follow after Baal and all kinds of other gods. I pray, Father God, for your people Israel, for those of us who are here today, those of us who have ears to hear, Father God, that you would speak to each and every one of us so that we might become a pure and holy people. Draw us, Father God, closer into intimacy with you, to desire you and you alone, God. Show us our iniquity and our sins so that we may be cleansed, Father God. We also pray for those who are in leadership over us in this country, Father God. Again, all authority is given to your Son, Yeshua, in heaven and on earth. So all authorities that are over us must be in obedience to you, Father God, whether they like it or not. We just ask that when they enact laws and when they act on our behalf, that they do so, Father God, in such a way that it protects your people who believe in you, who follow after you. Ensure that what they do, despite their desire to do other things and following after the Hamans of this world, that they will do what it is that you want done for your people, to protect us, to watch over us. And that is not only here in this country, Father God, but even the leaders in Israel. We pray for them, leadership there, that there would be, that they would follow after you, Father God, and follow and do what it is that you desire them to do. Put in place the laws that are in accordance with your will and your plan. There is an election that is coming up there, and we pray, Father God, that your hand be mighty in that election, and that the leaders that you want to be in place, they be established by the power of your word, Father God, so that all things may be in accordance with your will. Open the doors that need to be opened so that your will is accomplished in that election, Father God. We ask this in Yeshua's name. For all these things, we give you praise and we give you glory that you alone are God. There is no God before you. There is no God after you. You alone are worthy of praise and to be worshipped. Come and reign in our hearts, Father God. Cleanse and purify us. In the name of your Son, Adonai Yeshua. Amen.